This is Local Views of the News, second time in August, '09. The mood surrounding the so-called debate about health care reform has turned decidedly pessimistic this week among real reform advocates. Not the congressional puppets who are trying to sound like reform advocates, but the real reformers, the voters who know the score and have nowhere to turn among their elected representatives. The most disheartening development may be these town hall meetings being staged by congressional Democrats, where the pro-profit Republicans are pursuing aggressive tactics of disruption and disinformation. They make it obvious that any debate is over. The issue is now completely polarized. The discussions of the details don't matter at all in the face of the fundamental gulf between those who think everyone should have health care and those who think the poor should just get sick and die. The reformers think it's obvious. People die because they can't afford medical care. The anti-reformers are saying, yeah, so what? The argument isn't about medical services per se. It's about that age-old American ethical tenet of being rewarded for hard work and ingenuity. Those whose labors have brought them a health plan look upon the less fortunate as wolves at the door. They don't mind being ripped off by the real wolves, the providers and insurers, as long as they don't have to pay the bill for the unwashed masses. If everyone agreed that equal health care really should be available for everyone, the details would fall into place. As long as health care is regarded as a commodity to be sold for profit, the details don't matter. The San Francisco Chronicle right now is running a series of front-page reports about medical mistakes, with alarming statistics and copious anecdotes about people crippled and killed by screw-ups in hospitals. The series isn't directly connected to any current attempts at legislative reform, but it tends to put a lid on one of the popular canards about health care reform, the myth that the U.S. enjoys the world's best medical care already. Even if that were true, the unequal distribution of the services still would be obvious. Another popular fairy tale is that health care reform would take away the right to choose your own doctor. The only people who actually have such a choice are people paying out of pocket. The rest of us are free to choose from the list our health plan offers, roughly the equivalent of randomly choosing a plumber from the phone book. And how about those stories of waiting years for an appointment in countries with socialized medicine? Anyone who worries about that never has been enrolled in Kaiser. Healthcare may be the issue on which the Obama honeymoon officially ends. Here's what the future president said in '03. Quote, everybody in, nobody out. A single-payer health care plan, a universal health care plan, that's what I'd like to see. End quote. It may be true that the health care profiteers have more power than the president, but having captured the White House behind that sort of rhetoric, President O will catch the blame next year when it's business as usual in the medical business. Because 40 years have passed, a lot of nostalgia is being written these days about the Woodstock Music Festival, a happening like no one ever had seen before. A surprising, shocking, bewildering event of colossal proportions which turned out to be one of the most memorable roadside attractions ever to flash a sign on the cultural highway. What isn't being remembered so often is that, although some people planned a music festival at that time in that place, the cosmic convergence broke out not because of the event but in spite of it. The people who tried to stage a music festival had the basic ideas. They hired some bands, including some big names, spread the word, found a big field, brought in some portable toilets, and set up a soundstage. After that, almost nothing else went right. Who knows, maybe they really did know what they were doing. Maybe their only mistake was underestimating the crowd. That's all it took. Woodstock was poised to happen. The poor saps who tried to stage a festival just kicked one brick out of the wall, and if they were lucky, got out of the way. After that, if anything was going to go right, it was up to the performers and the crowd, and they were up to it. Nothing was ever quite the same after Woodstock, and it still might be too soon to judge the outcome, but fortunately, we've learned a lot since then about the art and science of putting on a music festival. That's Local Views for this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you, this commentary doesn't necessarily drive the cultural highway for KVMR, its management staff or contributors. Email mark@kaloki.com.